Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear. But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelorette Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm sorry I did not come adorned in clip-on earrings, but at least I'm here.
At least you're here. Yes, that's the fashion item of the season. This was the Brayden show tonight, or last night.
Gosh, it really was, and it was just... You know what? I think he went home at like a perfect time during this season because we really risked it becoming like overwhelmingly the Brayden show and like kind of tipping in the scales of like it not being fun anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I think he left at the perfect moment where we weren't tired of it yet.
Right. You were like enjoying seeing how he's evolved since filming. Maybe was he going to end up in paradise and yeah. All those things.
Maybe it's just because I think he has the world's most perfect nose, like, but I just can't help myself.
Oh, the nose. Do the earrings draw attention to the nose?
Maybe. He just has like such a nice straight nose. And for anyone who's seen my nose in real life, I don't have that benefit. I would say this men tell all did not feel like one.
They didn't tell enough.
They didn't tell enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say I want to get like right into the media's drama, which was that Peter, Pilot Pete, the Redux, he was bullied on the internet by some of the other guys in the cast. Because when they released the cast photos, they put FP in the caption, which means FP.
Yeah, we totally missed this on, in our coverage. When did this turn up? When they were the cast was announced or something?
I'm sure they've all deleted it now. Yeah. I'm just
what in the middle school is this?
I don't understand. Like, why are you bullying a 40-year-old man in your Instagram captions? Like, I really don't get it. I don't. Listen, you know, we love some light teasing around here. Can we verge into the mean territory once in a while? But this is just like not even clever or funny bullying.
Yeah, this would be like if in every podcast description, you know, we put bullet points of like what was covered. But at the very end of our episode, we just were like picked a player that we didn't like and said, you know, F put like initial FC, like F Chad or something. And yeah. Only you and I would know what FC meant. And it's just very fifth grade. I don't get it. They all agreed to this.
Yeah. Like it just was not good comedy. So it was a waste of time. And like, don't get me wrong. Pete seems like a dude I don't want to hang out with. But it's so weird. Like, it's so weird.
All the criticisms were valid. I'm sure he was saying he was going to make t-shirts. I'm sure he was acting better than these other guys. Because I think he came in with a little bit of like he's a pilot, had some sort of TikTok following coming into the show. So maybe he did think like that he was going to really take off, so to speak. But yeah, this was strange. So I'm trying to see if I can find any posts about that still show what it looked like, because I'm sure they all deleted it. But essentially, if you weren't watching last night, all the guys, you know, when they're announced on the cast, if they have an Instagram, they're going to post like their cast photo and write like, tune in, like, guess who's looking for roses this fall, or, you know, and they wrote all that. And then just at the very end, like maybe in their hashtags or something, or just at the very end, just wrote the letter F and the letter P. And then this had to even be bleeped out. Like,
yeah,
they couldn't even say F on ABC last night. Somehow Brayden, he was the connecting tissue. He let Pete know what this meant. Cause you know, if you're the odd one out, are you going to notice that everyone put FP? Probably if your name is Peter, you might notice that, like, wait, did I not get the memo? Was this some sponsored lingo we had to use?
Well, very, and like a lot of it would be buried like in the like Seymour, you know what I mean?
Right So yeah, he might not even notice that. But I'm thinking Brayden, you know, came out of the show knowing like, I'm not gonna look great, like I became kind of the villain coming out, so let me get Pete on board with something else. Like, let me let him know like what's going on, so that there's two of us that are the odd ones out. And yeah, it was some, that was like the most surprising thing of the episode.
But okay, so then in that theory, like, do you think Brayden thought he came off well, and then when the cast release happened, they all put that in their bios, and then he like realized that he, like, they were talking S about him behind his back, and that's when he like slid into Pete's DMs and told him about it?
See, I don't think he thought he came off well, just because of how, maybe he did. Maybe he thought that like, I'm going to look like I'm going out on a high note because I came back and apologized. But I think the way his exit was on the show, I think he was like, okay, this isn't going to be good for me. But does that mean they must have like said to like had Brayden in on it, like, hey,
yeah, right?
So FB. Then Brayden, yeah
like Brayden's at least friends with like Xavier and Sean, who I hate so much. Like, yeah. And you know what, the last couple weeks after Sean left, I thought, gosh, Haley, you have been really hard on Sean, that's not fair, we don't know him very well. And then I feel vindicated after watching this. He was absolute misery to watch. Like, at least Brayden is entertaining, even if you dislike him or like him. Sean just like adds nothing, but he like has a case of main character syndrome. Even Jesse was like, crazy, we never invited you to the hot seat.
Yes,
nobody does that. Like, oh, weird, you just came up on your own.
Is this Jesse off the cuff? Is this something in his ear? Okay,
I think it's Jesse. Like, I think Jesse has enough banter to be like, okay, I know when I can say things and when I cannot. Like, I feel like production wouldn't care that much, but I feel like Jesse probably doesn't like him that much. So
it was definitely a lighter energy. Like, it just felt more fun than typical, even though there was zero content, you know, but it just felt a little bit lighter that he, like, he was bringing up the Yosef's daughter jokes and really complimenting Charity in a genuine way, it felt like. So I felt like there was at least more excitement in the building, in the studio, a little less formulaic. They didn't call 10 people up to the hot seat that we really didn't want to hear from. So I didn't enjoy that.
I completely agree. I am totally on board with Jesse as the host. I think he's pretty amazing at this. Like you said, he adds this like fun and levity to the show, but can be the host in the moments we need it. But it was just like, they knew we had so little content, so they tried to pack it full of other things. So I felt like that moment with the Instagram comments that made no sense was like the main thing, except like getting mad at Brayden for like whatever it was. And then we had some time with Xavier, which like I feel like he didn't come off great in it. And maybe you have a different opinion. I don't know.
In his one-on-one time?
Yeah, like I feel like he was definitely apologetic, and I think maybe he like gets it now. Mm-hmm. But like it just, maybe it's just that Charity's vibe was like, I have no interest in this conversation.
It's always awkward when on one side it's like the guys acting like they still want to be in a relationship, or like if I had done this one thing, then maybe it'd be you and me. But I still think like whoever she's going to be with, like she's kind of sees that end game at the point she's saying bye to him. I don't know. Feel like we always hear that there's kind of one or two. I don't think was carrying a torch at any point. And so it just always makes it awkward. But I did feel he was very remorseful and saw, you know, that he didn't say things the way he meant. And I don't think he was trying to say it as like, oh, if I had just said this, then this would have happened. I think he was just like, oh, I put my foot in my mouth. It didn't come out the right way. So yeah, I thought he came off well, like much better than the episode.
Sure. I don't know. It was fine. He was having a hard time, and I can understand that. The bloopers. They were the most boring bloopers I've ever seen. I've never been so disappointed in bloopers.
I know. And they hyped it up like first, like stuff that was never seen. And I thought they were teasing the bloopers then. And those scenes were pretty basic. And so it was like this extended, like extra content that didn't give us much.
Well, and Ethan said, like, do you think that they had another like a clause in their Barbie contract that they had to mention that again?
Oh, maybe like we didn't include probably actually like it probably was like must show a total amount of this many minutes, you know, through the season or something. So maybe if it wasn't in the episode, like obviously you can't do like a 20-minute segment in the episode. Yeah. But yeah, that was interesting. And I always like in the bloopers to see more of like the guys that aren't present, so like the final three right now. I think would have been nice to see. It didn't seem like there was anything that gave me a little more insight into set design, like with the things collapsing on them. I was like, whoa.
Or maybe it's just like all safe. Maybe all these guys are like so much taller than usual.
Yeah, don't put these chandeliers hanging down. So yeah, you're going to get hit your head if you are over 6 feet on this show. It really was kind of more spotlight on Charity, you know, well-deserved. Like she got a big segment, and then Golden Bachelor. Like it was, I feel like also filmed like right at the hype of when he was announced. You know, there's a little bit of lag time.
Yeah.
I did think it was odd that I would have rather had like Charity like talking to him and giving him advice. Like she's a lead than like, hey guys, do you have any advice for me? I loved watching you. It's like, why did you like watching these losers? You know, what can they teach you?
Yeah. Yeah. It seemed odd that he was like, what advice can I get from you? And they're like, nothing. Did you watch us? We didn't win.
Right. Yeah. So if they knew he was going to ask that, then at least prep the guys with like something funny to say there, because it just was a little bit dead air, a little bit but it did get me hyped again. It was like I kind of forgotten about that this was going on. It's filming right now, and it's already going to be premiering in September.
I cried during during this. I definitely did. Like when he was talking about his wife and everything, that really got me. I liked his I like his perspective on what's happening. And I like that his daughters are kind of like included, you know. It's just, it's just, it was very lovely, and I can't believe it, looking forward to watching it.
Yeah, it definitely gave more to that, his backstory. When he was announced, there are interviews and stuff, and it was just always really vague, like, oh, she became ill. And it's like, okay, I kind of wanted to know more. But yeah, very sad story that he got into a little bit. And yeah, I liked that he was able to speak to sort of, like, it's not like she's going to, his wife is going to be replaced. It's not like he's looking for the exact same thing. It's just going to be something different for this next time in his life. And yeah, I think it'll be an emotional season. But
yeah, I'm like not ready. If that, if I had to go kind of like sit at the end of the bed and watch it so that Ethan couldn't tell I was crying hard during The Bachelor.
And now, like, okay, that he's the lead, but then they're going to cast like what, 15 to 20 women that might have stories very similar.
Exactly. That's exactly
what I thought. And then they're going to get broken up with.
Yeah.
No, yeah. There's usually only one widow like every couple of years.
Yeah. And then we like might end up with somebody who like doesn't make it to the like airing of the episodes. You never know.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So that is what we have to look forward to, I guess. But yeah, it will be something different. We also got sort of parallel to the premiere, where something new they did at the premiere was they had different former bachelorettes weighing in and like wishing Charity well. And I feel like, I know Trista for sure was one of them. Not sure if Deanna and Desiree were in the mix with video messages. I know Caitlin and JoJo were, but Deanna, Desiree, and Trista were there in person to give Charity some advice about, you know, her relationship, if she's in one. I don't think we got a tease of, like, a lot of times they say, like, are you happy? Can you tell us? And it didn't seem like they said anything like that.
No, we got, like, no hints that, like, there's still a love story coming.
No, but also not like, oh, total heartbreak coming or unlike anything else. So
it's not like right when we were at the men tell all last season with Gabby and Rachel, and we could tell Rachel was like not happy to be there.
Yes, some the vibes were off for sure.
Yeah, and I thought this was a really interesting trio, and I mean interesting in more ways than one. Trista, I think, like, you invite her to every Bachelor thing, I'm fine with it. She deserves to be there. Like, I was thinking about it. I genuinely think that this franchise would not be airing still.
Right.
If she hadn't met her person in that first season of The Bachelorette. Because we could always go back to that, right? Always, it worked. It could work again.
Right.
Even if it didn't work for like,
and we saw it through years. Through the wedding, the wedding that was aired, and how fortunate that they had like their own pastor, you know, that's so they could show that clip.
Oh my God.
It was not the former host doing it. I agree. And I mean, Charity even acknowledged it, where she was like, especially you, like, we would, like, I would not be here because, yeah, she's like, yeah, at the time that Trista was cast, it was sort of like, ooh, can we do that? Like, culturally, they're like, a woman dating 25
men. I know.
And fantasy, like, suite.
How old did it make you feel that she said it's coming up on her 20-year anniversary?
Oh my gosh. Totally.
Because I vividly remember watching that.
Definitely. Yeah. But, you know, one thing I know we talked about from the premiere, it was like, noticeably absent Tayshia, Michelle, Rachel, and like how unfortunate that, you know, the franchise is in such a place that they did things to upset all of those women that they do not want to show back up, you know. They did, just, I don't know. So yeah, it was just sort of like not who you would ideally choose to be like the panel for her. Not anything against, like, I'm excited to see Desiree and Deanna, and it did make me feel like, yeah, Deanna, shoot your shot ticket to be like the mid age. I don't know what you call it. Like, no, 40-year-old bachelorette.
I was genuinely thinking, wow, it would be cool to see her as the bachelorette again.
It really would. Like, she looks the exact same. Like, she's stunning. She was a fun lead. And yeah, I feel like, let's see how this spinoff goes. But like, I would love to see like a redo of Claire that's not Claire, but mm-hmm. where it was like, we love that they were hiring someone who was 40, 41. And she didn't get the chance. And now mm-hmm. she's sort of been like dropping like statements and interviews here and there where she's like, it wasn't my choice. Like, it wasn't fully my choice to leave. And where it's like, okay, this was kind of planned. Like, Tayshia was waiting in the wings. And so it wasn't like they really committed to a season like that. And it shouldn't be this unheard of thing to have someone over 35 be a desired lead. So I hope that, you know, she put that out there. And you know, now Caitlin Bristow's yeah. single again.
Yeah. So. And I also just appreciate they brought Deanna because it's mm-hmm. like, just because her relationship didn't work out, it doesn't mm-hmm. mean it wasn't a successful relationship. And it doesn't mean that like it hasn't had a positive impact on her life. Right. So I do appreciate that it's not just like every relationship is perfect and like we all worked out. You know what I mean? I like that there's yeah. like one divorcee on the panel.
Right. And it's interesting too, because if you're just watching it and you didn't watch her season, like you could sort of, because she's like, it led to me meeting my husband, but it wasn't like her husband wasn't who she chose in the end. You know, mm-hmm. it was like she met because they were all part of Bachelor Nation. It was the brother of another, you know, cast member.
Yeah.
So very interesting. So she does have a unique story. Yeah. And Desiree never gets to come back.
I know. It was cool to see her. And I thought, mm-hmm. I don't remember what she said, but I felt like I agreed with it. And I felt like what she said was important, even if I can't remember what it was in this moment.
That's so funny. I get what you're saying. It's like, she had great takeaways. I don't remember exactly what it was, but yeah. No, I mean, I think it was like, you know, she just has like a normal life now, but that like they're like going back to their engagement is still an important thing that they look back on, but that she's able to, you know, just be like normal.
Yeah. And I think part of what she said was that a lot of people are going to have a lot of things to say and you kind of just got to like tune out the noise and just focus on what's important. And I mm-hmm. think that was really good coming from her because, you know, she wasn't in the heyday of social media bachelorette, right. but she was the beginning of it. Mm-hmm. And she was one of those people where everybody did have an opinion, like saying
she should Twitter, not have Facebook.
Chris. Like she obviously wanted to be with Brooks and, you know, she shouldn't mm-hmm. have chosen Chris. And obviously she's been married to the dude for like 10 years now. So it all worked out.
Right. Right. Yeah.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let's see. I'm trying to think anything else. Oh, they had the... The segment where this swamp boat captain was in the audience.
What a waste of time.
And they went as far as between Tanner and Sean, who would you have given the rose to? And he had a rose to give out. It was just such filler. I mean, I like that he got a free ticket out to LA. Good for him. But yeah, none of us are invested in Tanner or Sean. Like, it was, we knew they were both going home.
And he called Charity Chastity like three times and she kept having to be like, it's Charity. My name is Charity. This is my shindig here. My name is Charity.
Exactly. Yeah. There's also kind of just a lot of, like, they tried to make something out of Sean, like the guys being upset that Sean was singing after the date. Like, it just seems like forced conflict.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. We got it out of the episodes. We didn't need it tonight. Do you think anyone got bachelor potential out of this?
I don't. I really don't. I, for the first time in a long time, I mean, like, obviously I have a tiny bit of rooting interest in Hot John because he's hot.
He was cute.
I don't care that much. Like, I think it would be cool and interesting if we had like an Asian male lead, or like, you know, like, but it just, like, is he that big of a personality that I'm like invested in the way I was invested in like Rodney or Andrew being the lead?
The fact that he didn't get a hot seat, I'm like, oh no, his chances aren't good anymore.
So I really started to feel like either somebody's gonna come out of paradise or we're gonna go back to the archives.
I would love that. Go back to the archives. Let's find somebody from a few seasons back that we can all get on board with.
Yeah. And then speaking of paradise, we got the tiniest, weirdest clip. Yes. Like, it's the first time that they've admitted that Bachelor in Paradise is coming back. Mm-hmm. And then they also like didn't talk about it anymore. They didn't like say, no preview, maybe we'll see some of your other favorites. Yeah. There was this tiny little clip of Brayden making out. Brandon. If I've been calling him Brayden, is his name Brandon? No, his name's Brayden.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Of making out with somebody who I like vaguely remember from last season.
Right. Kat.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. One of the many cats. Was she the cat who like made out with? Oh, okay. It's all coming back to me now.
Yeah.
She cat made out with Zach on
cat
the elevator.
Cat that became cat.
Right.
Yeah, so she had a little bit of drama because she was like stealing time away in front of Charity's date. The official cast list hasn't been confirmed yet, but there are, like, you know, if you want to find the cast, it's out there. I don't really consider like casting to be spoilery, so but there's some good names.
Interesting.
A few people.
Yeah, I genuinely haven't, like, because they haven't really promoted it at all. I haven't really delved into it.
Okay. Can I tell you two guys' names?
Please. Tell me everyone who's not.
Okay. I'll just tell you the ones that are popping up.
Okay.
Without going to the article. Like, this is what like Google's pulling out. Okay. So fast forward a couple seconds if you don't want to know. Okay. Well, obviously Kat Izzo.
Sure.
Tyler Norris. He was Rachel's guy. Wasn't he on last season too?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, you're right. He was. He was with Britt and then he got too clingy for Britt. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Avon.
Yeah. Ooh.
Jess Gerard. That's Clayton's season? No, Zach's season. The glitter.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I wonder if Brayden was making out with her first and that's how he ended up with so much glitter.
Maybe. Eliza.
Eliza, what's her last name?
Issachai? Issachai? I don't think I've ever seen her last name before.
Oh, okay. I like her a lot. Oh, okay. Yeah. Nice.
Mercedes. That was Zach's season. Very pretty. Don't think we got a lot of
her. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Nate Mitchell from Gabby's season. The dad.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Blake Moynes.
No. Yes.
That's the big name. What? Oh my gosh. He's making the circle.
No way.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what? Yeah, sign me up. That's too funny. Okay, I'm in.
Yeah, we're in for that. All right. Oh, wait. But now I just thought of like bringing back someone from the archives. Is he going to go full Nick Viall?
Maybe.
Come back as the Bachelor.
No, they'll never have Blake as the Bachelor.
No. Failed engagement. Comes back, maybe has a little romance in paradise, but then just breaks up with her right before something's not quite right. And then they're like, we really invested in your love story. Let's bring you back as the lead. That's what we've been missing.
No, not happening. I'm fine with him being on paradise. That makes sense. I'm here for it.
That's where he originally needed to be the whole time.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
I wonder when F-Boy Island is coming up. I'm excited for that.
I heard in the fall.
Okay. Fall's not far away anymore.
You know what? You're right. It's not. We are. Mm-hmm. It's in like 4 weeks, 5 weeks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then is The Bachelor going to be short? Like, is Bachelor in Paradise going to be short?
Yeah. What is the schedule going to be? Are they going back to back?
Yeah, I bet. Okay. So let's say next week is the 22nd. That's going to be the finale. Then I bet we're going to do 2 episodes a week. For Paradise 20, like starting the 29th, and if we do 10 episodes, that'll take us. Wait, I'm not good at math. Let me do some out loud counting. Give me one moment.
Okay,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, I don't know. Maybe like with finale, or I bet they do like a Sunday, Monday for the finale of Bachelor in Paradise. Remember they did that one time?
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll do like the 26th to premiere The Bachelor, because I do believe Dancing with the Stars is coming back to ABC proper. And that will probably take that Monday night slot in the fall. So I bet they're going to try and set Golden Bachelor up to start on the 26th of September and keep it on Tuesdays.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
That's my guess. I hope it's only like 6 episodes or something.
Yeah. I think it was pretty short before. But then they kind of extended it. Remember last season when they brought Ashley and Jared? And they really like padded the episodes.
Last season, it was like 13 episodes.
Yeah.
You know, I got to say, I have really enjoyed the pacing of Charity's season thus far. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to end up being the same amount of weeks because like airing weeks, maybe one less. Because for a while, we were doing a mental all and like the meet the parents date.
I see what you mean. Yeah.
One, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I really enjoyed the pacing. I haven't been bored.
Right. No, I haven't either. I really like this season. Looks like Golden Bachelor is going to be. Okay. ABC's fall schedule. Monday, 8 p.m. Dancing with the Stars. 10 p.m. The Golden Bachelor.
No. You want
don't
a show
you want
about
old people to watch?
Yeah, you want a show about olds to start at 10 p.m. in the nighttime? Not a chance. Not a chance.
Should be at 6 p.m.
Oh my God, yeah.
Then Bachelor in Paradise is at 9 on Tuesdays.
So it's not going to start till like October too? Damn.
I thought they said September.
I know, but I know Dancing with the Stars is supposed to start the first week of October. Like everything's pushed back.
Is that because of football?
No, I think if I had to guess, it's trying to extend the content they have during the writer's strike.
Mm-hmm. Ah, see, I thought they'd want to move it up. Like, hey, we've got new shows.
No, I think they're like trying to carry out whatever the rest of their summer programming is.
Okay.
Let's, and then have that rumble.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I don't see any official date announced yet. So Jesse might have just got that wrong. Because again, if they filmed it a little bit ago, they might not have known exactly when. And that does seem like a really quick turnaround if they're still filming right now.
Yeah. Like as far as I understood, they're still filming.
And did we hear that there's no travel? I would guess there's not.
I mean, I don't know if I've heard that, but if I had to like assume,
like that's local travel.
Yeah.
California travel. All right. Well, did we get some questions this episode?
We got one single question. Thank you, Justin Feinberg.
All right. Let's do that and then we'll get to George's.
Sure,
Justin Feinberg wants to know, did FP really stand for Peter, or did Charity's Men just want to give a shout out to former MLB player FP Santangelo? Did Peter jump to a wrong conclusion?
It depends. Did this guy play for the Padres? If so, then maybe. If not, then not a chance.
I was thinking, yeah, they should have come up with something. Like, I think maybe the best thing they could have said was like, oh, we were trying to do like for you page and we just like didn't know the abbreviation. We didn't know it was FYP.
Yikes.
We were trying to show up on the For You page.
It's going to get me mad again how boring that was. Like, get some better, more like do some more like nefarious stuff, I guess. I don't know. Like, not that I'm saying they should spread rumors or anything, but
right.
Just saying FP in your like your caption on Instagram is so boring.
Right. Did you like, I think Xavier was the only one to say like, yeah, like that was immature. We shouldn't have done that. Was that everyone else was just sort of like, yeah, whatever.
I want to know like what percentage of the guys did this.
Sounded like everyone.
Oh my God.
Does this mean that pilot Pete, point two, was he in Paradise? And did they have some other reason to like hate this guy?
Oh, you're so right. Oh, you are so, so right. Yeah, that's what happened. Okay. We're seeing Xavier, Jimmy Law, and Sean, who I hate, in Paradise. Plus that guy who kept talking, who was gone early. I don't know his name.
You know who I actually wanted to see there and hear from?
That Warwick? There?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where was he? I didn't.
He was not about him.
Yeah, I forgot about him until the bloopers, and he showed up in something. Just in the background, I was like, yeah, that guy, like, I would have liked to hear, like, is this typical for you on dates? How do you feel like it went? Because if he's going to be in Paradise, I mean, it's not like he got like this terrible edit that I'm not showing back up there, you know?
Yeah.
I would have wanted to hear what he had to say if he had anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's see from George. Let's see if we got anything right from our bonus questions. He says, hi, Amy Haley, and insert name of guest. He's got this formula down.
Just us tonight, George.
No. Welcome to the Mental All episode. If you had the opportunity to attend, would you go to a Mental All taping knowing you would be required to sit through 3+ hours of this nonsense and be instructed by the interns on when to cheer?
We've been saying this since almost the beginning of our podcast. We would love to go.
Yeah.
We're dying to.
There was a contest at one point. I think we both entered.
Yeah.
It was just randomly like through like bouquets.com or something. But
Yeah, books.com.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we wanted to go.
Oh, gosh. And good friend of the podcast, mm-hmm. Mel Got Served, she won one of those contests.
Like, I know,
a contest of some sort and went
she got to go.
Yeah, I would love to. I would love to go. I heard you get like craft services halfway through.
Oh, yeah. Probably one time they got cookies in the audience because yeah. there was a guy that was like cookies.
Marcus or Marcel.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be fun.
I'd hold up whatever sign they wanted me to hold up.
What would you put in the corner? Could we put RHAP in the corner of your sign?
Yeah, we
like
would.
A little nod to SP.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think it'd be more fun than attending one of those dates. That's all day.
For sure.
In the background. Sign your life away for secrecy. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I'm in. Call us, Bachelor, please.
Totally. We'll be seat fillers. Do you think the signs being waved by audience members are A, brought with them from home, B, given to them by Bachelor interns, C, made by the audience at the taping with supplies provided?
B.
Mm-hmm. What do you think Charity ended up doing with the rose Xavier made for her? Okay, we didn't mention this, but he knit her a rose. It was a little awkward.
It was a little awkward. I do think that was like a good metaphorical olive branch. I do yeah. think she left it in her green room.
Yeah, it's not like it was a really nice shawl that would have a practical use. So if you're like her guy, you might be like, why are you keeping this?
Yeah.
But speaking of, you know, the pilot Pete who wanted to sell t-shirts, maybe Xavier is going to launch his Etsy shop, and that's a good item.
Maybe.
Thinking about the next season of the franchise, Ding, Marry, Kill. Any guy from this season as The Bachelor, Gary, I keep saying Jerry, Gary as the Golden Bachelor, and Captain Tom as the Bachelor.
I'm gonna kill Captain Tom.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna marry Gary.
Okay.
And then, well, I know which one I would choose. Ding for this one. So I think that fills it out.
Okay. Is that person that you choose to ding a person that you would want to be cast as the Bachelor?
I mean, it's just Hot John. Like,
oh, okay. I wasn't sure if you found Brayden for this one.
No, I don't think Brayden's a good bat. Like, I think Brayden is absolutely in his element in Paradise.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, he's 24. There's no way that man should be the Bachelor.
Is he going to come out of Paradise like, hey, we all love Brayden, like, even the people who are against him? Or is he going to like be a villain continually?
I think he's going to win some people over, and I think he's going to piss other people off, and maybe like the people who harbor resentment towards him harbor more resentment towards him, because I feel like he was still like catching a lot of heat in this for like if people had moved on. I think there's some guys who are now cool with him who weren't before, but
the way Kat was reacting to him in the ITM that they showed, I felt like maybe he comes off as kind of like this kooky person. Like, they're kind of wondering how he comes off in the show because they wouldn't have seen it, I don't think, at all. So, like, okay, he's wearing these earrings. Is he just a character, you know? Is he serious? Maybe not so much villain, but just like, oh, are you really going to go for him kind of thing? So I could see that happening. Let's see. Time to review bonus points. We only had 13 of 25 guys at the mental all. So Haley and Amy were both correct. You both were correct that Brayden and Xavier would be in the hot seat, but neither Tanner nor John made it down. Haley was correct that one man, Brayden, would be shown accepting an invite to VIP. So you got 15 points added. I got 10 points added. And then a few questions for the finale. One, in the preview, Charity is shown saying a phrase we've heard before. You are not supposed to say goodbye to someone you love. Who is she referring to sending home this time? A, Aaron. B, Dotton. C, Joey. D, some other reference.
Okay, so I do think that is her, like, proposal dress.
Mm-hmm.
And I am thinking she's not going to invite Aaron back into the competition at this point.
Yes, we saw her, like, it looks like they go on some sort of date. Was he still in the same outfit as when he showed up at the pool?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. Yeah. I'd be fine. Yeah, I'd be fine if she was like, you know what, I'll give you like a little day date,
a little dinner,
and then like figure it out. And I feel like she's gonna pick Dotton, so I'm thinking that she's referring to Joey.
Yeah, I don't think she would say it to Aaron. It's like, I feel like she already had that kind of moment over that. I'll say Joey as well. 2, do we ever hear Charity's mother name her preference of the men to Charity? Okay, so another thing we saw in the preview is Charity wanting her mom to say like, okay, but who do you like best? And her mom's like, deep down, you know, and I think she wanted her to name it. And a lot of times we do see a clear preference like from family members. Do you think?
I don't think we're ever gonna get it.
No. Do you think her mom was instructed to not say a preference?
No, I think Charity has some issues with trusting her gut, and I think she's having that in this moment, and I think her mother knows that and is trying to be like, no, like, I can't have any influence on this decision because you're unsure. Like, it has to come from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree. I don't think her mom will say. 3, will Charity include a fake out in her speech to the man she chooses? Okay, so she chooses someone. So we're saying if she chooses someone, I was reading it wrong at first. I was thinking like the person that she says no to, like, will she fake them out?
Oh God, I hope not.
Yeah, because there usually is something like that too. Like, we've had a great whatever, but I think yes. I think the show loves it. It'll be maybe like, you know, like quickly over, but something like, but I can't imagine my life without you. You know, something like that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I don't think Charity is not the type of person to be like, do a fake out. I don't think. I feel like she's too straightforward.
I think her face, I'm gonna say no. I think her face will give it away either way to like whoever.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you think, this is not one of the bonus questions, but do you think there will just be one person showing up on proposal day, or like she'll go let someone down before, or do you think it'll be more traditional?
Well,
in the sense that two people show up.
Yeah, I kind of do think it's going to be more traditional just because we do see like the nice dress and her saying like, you're not supposed to say, yeah, like otherwise if we hadn't have seen that, I would have been like, it would be totally in Charity's nature to be like, I'm not stringing this guy along anymore. I know what's up and I'm going to go send him home.
Mm-hmm. 4, will there be an awkward confrontation between any of the men and Charity yet after the final rose? Okay, so that would just be, you know, the two that she didn't choose.
Yeah. And Aaron. So I think if it's, I don't think she would with Don and Joey. Mm-hmm. I think it's a possibility with Aaron, but I'm going to go with no.
Okay. Like it's hard because it's like awkward. I think it'll be awkward.
Like,
but
and
I
it's like,
it's
what is,
confrontation.
Yeah. What does George's wife consider like conflict, right?
I'll just go yes just to have something different, because maybe it'll be like, yeah, maybe she'll rule in favor of awkwardness.
Yeah.
Thinking way ahead, will Gary propose at the end of his season? A, yes. B, no. I'm gonna say yes.
I'm gonna say no.
Okay. I think because he's the first one, they're gonna want to establish the pattern. But I could also see him like, I propose, like, you move to Indiana, you know?
Yeah.
Because why? It's right in front of them. Who wants to marry Gary? Like, they have that rhyme. They've never used it. Why not? Like, they're maybe not putting the pressure on him that he has to.
Yeah.
Yeah. 6, will there be a season of The Golden Bachelorette in the coming year? I guess anytime in 2024.
No.
No. Okay. What if there's, how long is this writer's strike going? if there is like a star that he doesn't choose, I'm going to say yes. I'll say A.
All right.
I would like to see it. So I'll just put my wishful thinking out there. If you re- want to review earlier questions. We are still waiting on the results for will Charity accept Aaron back? So Haley, you said no. Dot and Joey are final two. And I said yes, she's back to a final three. Okay, so that's still some skin in the game there. And Aaron says, who says they are not taking no for an answer? You and Ethan said Aaron. I said Sean. So obviously that didn't happen. Will there be a traditional proposal? We all said yes. Who is Charity with at the end of the final? Rose. Okay, I got Xavier wrong. So it's down to you and Ethan. Haley, you said Dutton, and Ethan said Joey. And then see you all next week for the finale.
Oh my gosh, and I don't think I got any takes from Doug this week either. Oh, you know what? Doug hates Mentolol. I forgot.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He's out on it.
Yeah, I forgot. For sure. Oh, and I think he's in Florida this week, so good opportunity for him miss an episode. I understand. On a cruise, too, so like probably not paying for that Wi-Fi package.
Right. Yes. All right. Well, Haley, where can people keep up? Oh, wait. Did we do news?
Oh, my God. We did it.
We did.
We forgot. Okay. You and I talked about it beforehand, and then we forgot to bring it up.
All right. Two engagements in Bachelor Nation.
All right. Let's do 1.5 engagements.
Yeah. One's a little bit of a head scratcher. So let's go with the exciting one first. Noah and Abigail.
Really excited about this one. I love them together. They're moving to Oklahoma. They just got a dog. What a lovely time.
It's all happening.
And he got her tickets for the Eras tour. So I mean, why
really
would you say yes to that guy? Don't know what that's like, but
yeah, I guess I should have seen it coming, but I think I wasn't expecting it this soon. It was like, okay, they're already just moving in together. They got a dog. Like that seemed like good. Big life changes. So yeah, why not just add another one to the mix?
I'm happy for them. I like them a lot.
And then the next one, Dylan and Hannah of Bachelor in Paradise fame, of several years ago fame, are engaged.
Yeah, well, you said this to me and I said, they're getting married in like 1 week. What do you mean? And then I did go to her Instagram and it was like, obviously, our engagement is special to us, but we also wanted one that was just us. And so one day before we're flying out for our wedding, like, we got engaged again. Like, okay, sister, I guess you had that SponCon ring you need to show off.
Yeah, I guess you got a free upgrade on a ring or something.
How do you upgrade those rings? They're already now, huge.
Right. Now off to fly to our wedding location today to tie the knot. Like, they posted it like same day. I think it would have been better to maybe have like their own like secret ceremony or something. Like this just seemed like, it's kind of a WTF moment for me, a little head scratcher. But all right, get on the feed with another like on one knee picture. It's just like, then what's your engagement picture? You know?
I don't know, man.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think all Bachelor in Paradise engagements are kind of like, they sort of do deserve a redo. They are sort of like, hey, I just want to keep dating you. Let's hope this works out.
But I feel like their redo should be like a year and a half in.
Mm-hmm.
Or like whenever you felt like the natural progression of proposal was.
Like JoJo and Jordan did it. And I think it made a little more sense.
Made sense.
It sounded like they thought about breaking up and they just wanted to have kind of that new memory and when they knew they were solid. So, yes. All right. So, Haley, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @HStrong_. And you can check out everything I am reading over on my Bookstagram account, The Strong Library.
And you can find me on Twitter at @RHAPRecapper. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.